Tuesday afternoon, faculty members filtered into a large classroom on the Tallahassee Community College campus. By the time the almost two-hour-long meeting began, it was standing room only. Faculty Senate Chair and History Professor Frank Baglioni describes the stakes.
And I am not exaggerating when I say that in my 25 years, this is the biggest and the most significant change that I have ever seen attempted, and hopefully it will only be an attempt.
Baglioni explains that change has to do with how many courses faculty members teach.
The biggest issue we have is the change in our workload formula, which has allowed about 75% of the faculty to teach four courses per semester instead of the five specified at most community colleges and specified by the statute that you've all seen probably several times by now.
He says the reduced workload helps professors remain effective with class sizes in the neighborhood of 40 students. But not all the programs have that kind of class load. And Provost Felicia Moore Davis says that's part of the reason she wants a new system.
In many of the cases, our classes are hands-on. We're actually teaching a skill. So the workload calculation is actually created for classes that are purely lecture for the most part. And when you look at AS programs, their programs are going to be smaller and won't ascribe to the current calculation.
Those associate and science degree programs are for fields like nursing, computer technology, and advanced manufacturing. But some faculty members argue simplifying workloads shouldn't mean increasing the number of courses professors teach. Davis Moore admits her proposal hasn't gone well, and she accepts responsibility for the negative reaction. The administration is setting up a task force to study the issue, and she hopes its findings will vindicate her position.
I think they will understand more of the problems when they're able to see the scope. Quite frankly, faculty really, they see their own workload and how it impacts them. They may see to the extent of their department, but they don't see how these things impact other departments. So for me as provost, I'm looking at all the data. I'm not looking at one department.
That task force is slated to produce results this fall. But among some faculty members, there are already murmurs about beginning the process to form a union. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.